This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
This morning we'll be talking about Ruth, my journey of faith. My journey of faith. Nothing just happened. Things happen because God has planned and purposed it to be. We are alive today because God has perfected everything. In troubles, in joy, one scripture that is very, very important. It says, in all things, let us give thanks. In all things, let us give thanks. The Lord will hear us this morning in the name of Jesus. When we look at the life of Ruth, right from the beginning, but we can't go to the life of Ruth without looking into the life of those that really brought Ruth into life. And those are the people we call Elimelech and Naomi. Elimelech is the husband of Naomi. And they have two sons. But something happened in Bethlehem where they live. There was a famine. Like what happened today, what happened to them happens to us today also. People go through a lot of things. It's when we talk of famine, it might not be food. To some people, it might be something else. But there was a famine in this land, and everybody were looking for how to survive. Then this family decided to move. They want to change their location. So, in moving from one place to the other, one thing that is so crucial is that our God is a faithful God. If you don't ask, you don't receive. But if you ask, you receive. But when trouble comes, at times, things might happen that we might not be able to ask straight away. That energy might not be there. There might be hurry. There might be a lot of things that might cause us not to be able to think straight. But this man, Elimelech, the Bible described him as an influential and prominent in the community. What is the meaning of this Elimelech? My God is king. And in the land, being a prominent and influential man, we will be able to know that this man should be able to think. This man should be able to know what to do in order he will not take a decision that will affect his family. But are we going to blame him? No. But we human beings, we are quick to judge. But I will not judge him. And I don't think anyone should judge him. Because every decision we take, we thought we have done well. But it might not work well. But you think it might not work well. But your maker knows that something is about to happen. Most times, roads are not straight. They are zigzag. But you don't need to give up. That is why at times you own responsibility. You own what your decision. Don't regret any decision you have made. The Bible says if you fall, you will rise again. So Elimelech decided to take all his family, move to Moab. Let's look at it this way. The Moabite, we know their genesis. Elimelech is from Jerusalem, Israelite. They don't have anything in common. We will all say, even if for that alone, should Elimelech carry his family to a land of darkness? Whereas where you are, there was famine. Darkness happened also in Israel. That is why I'm saying, when we take decision at times, may God not let us be in a situation that we will take decision that we might not be able to think through. But you see, he has done it. There's nothing you can do. Darkness in Israel, darkness where they are going to. Because the Moabites, they are idol worshippers. They are pagans. So why don't you, Kukuma, stay in the land of famine than to go to Moab? But do you know that, in fact, the Bible, the history, made us to understand that God told the Israelites, he said, destroy these people. Don't leave any one of them, the Canaanite. Simple instruction. May the Lord open our ears to instruction in the name of Jesus. Distractions will not make us not to listen to the word of God, because they said he has a small, still voice. So if they have destroyed those people, probably they wouldn't have that problem going to Moab. But at the end of the day, they went. Naomi, Elimelech died. The two sons also, they died. Three widows in one house. Naomi and the two wives of Elimelech children. What am I saying? They were in a great trouble in that land. What will people say? In African context of our own today, what are you going to call Naomi? She suffered a lot of things also in that land. Humiliation. I was watching the movie about it yesterday, and I saw the way the mother-in-law, the two in-laws, how they were humiliating Naomi. For 10 years, they were there. But after 10 years, the Lord decided to have mercy upon the land of Israel. And she got the news, and she decided to make her way back to Judah. So, the two wives, the two widows, they decided that they are going to follow her. But as they were going, Ruth said, it will not be good of her. Even if I marry today, will I be able to have a child that will take each and every one of you as wife? She said, it's not possible. But at the end of the day, one decided to go back, and one decided to follow Naomi. Hopper decided to go back, while Ruth decided to follow Naomi. Are we going to say Hopper made a mistake? No. My destiny is different from your own destiny. God's plan for me is different from any other person's plan. So Ruth decided to follow Naomi. Ruth said, where your God is, I will worship your God. I would do all sorts of things. Everything she said she would do. Very good speech. So they are going back to Jerusalem. The house of bread. Jerusalem, the meaning of Jerusalem was called the house of bread. More famine happened in the house of bread, and they can't get bread from the house of bread. But God decided to have mercy. What am I saying? Are we going to say? Because the Bible did not record that the Israelites, they sinned. But looking at it, God will not just punish anybody because he's a just God. Something might have happened. They have done something. But God has decided to have mercy upon them. So when they got to Jerusalem, Judah, people were looking at them. They were saying, is this not Naomi? They said, yes, this is Naomi. She said, no, don't call me Naomi. He said, I went in full, but he came back empty and dead. Did she come back empty and dead? No. Most times when we are going through trouble, we don't see God's plan for our life. Sir, ma, I am an example of faith. Things will happen. You look front, you look back. You will think, you will say, is there God? Our case looks the same as Job's case. But she couldn't curse God. But she said something that, why? My husband, my two kids, my two children. I said, what happened? Even that murmuring alone is something before God. But God overlooks it because why? You know, God has his own plan. So in every situation we are, God has a plan. What we should be asking God for is that, Lord, let this plan come to fruition. Let it come to fruition. Let it come to fruition. So from what I said before I go into Ruth and Naomi, they have what they call setback management. Setback. When you go in full and one came out empty-handed, is that not a setback? Husband and children. That was a very big setback. But what happened? God has a plan. And I pray this morning that as the Lord lives, the setbacks you have faced prior to now will not define your future. It will not define the future of your children. It will not define the future of your husband. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that when things are not working for us, we will not be stopped or faced because we have a future. We all have a future. And we will reach our goals in the name of Jesus. I pray that the power of setbacks to destroy a man shall be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. No matter how bad or tough it seems, Ruth won, you will win in the name of Jesus. The same way she won, you will win in the name of Jesus. And Father will give you the strength and conviction of a man who knows that his Redeemer liveth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, making right and best decisions and choices is one of those things that we can learn from the life of Ruth, or from the life of Naomi, or from this topic. Making the right and best decisions and choices. Your decisions, particularly in the face of opposition or life tumor, can make or mar you. Your decisions can destroy or lift you up. Your decision can stop you. Your choices can grind you temporarily and permanently. But Ruth did what? Choose to stay with Naomi and her God, not knowing what is in future. I don't know why. Because she decided to follow Ruth, live where there is food, there's everything. But he said, this is your God I will follow. That is trust and loyalty. Let's see what Ruth 1:14 says. Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. An opera. They kissed themselves and they went, all of them. I pray. From now, we remove any choices and decisions from the lottery life in the name of Jesus. If the safest and most attractive looking option will stop you, I stand on this altar. In the name that is above every other name. If the safest and most attractive looking option will stop you, the Lord will abort it in the name of Jesus. Every group that I am in or that you are in, anywhere, church, office, profession, that is slowing you down by fire, the Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus, because you have a place you are going. Almighty God is a God of, he said, the thoughts that I have towards you is a thought of peace and not of evil, that you may have an expected end. That you may have an expected end. God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for me. He has a plan for me, for you too. Another thing I want us to look is taking initiative. Our initiative also matters in your journey. Implementing actions at the right time and at the right way. If you look at Ruth chapter 2 verse 2, and Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, let me go to the field and glean among the heirs of grain after him, in whose sight I shall find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. Then chapter 2 verse 3 says, so she set out and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. This, the time and purpose is about to start revealing itself in the life of Ruth. And even Naomi doesn't even have any clue. All I believe that Naomi believes is that this Ruth that followed me to this place, what shall I do? What am I going to do for her? But God also has his own plan for them. So I pray, irrespective of our past and history, you receive power to move again in the name of Jesus. From today, I decree, nothing in our past will hold us down to the zone of stagnancy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every power that has been fighting and holding us back from starting afresh, we destroy them in the name of Jesus. There were facts about initiative taking. There were facts. You have complained enough. We have complained enough. I have complained enough. Our complaint is enough. Let's do something about it right now. Don't let us defy it at all. Like in Ruth chapter 2 verse 2. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go. Let me go. She's very eager and anxious to go. I pray that Lord will move us from the zone of complaining to the level of doing so that we will be unstoppable in the name of Jesus. Also, there is a time to weep, and there is a time for weeping to stop. We have been crying. We have been crying. Our cry is like when we wake up in the morning, we will get to noon. As a matter of fact, we'll go to evening. The night will come. In the morning, morning also will come. So that is at the end of the tunnel, there is light. If we have been crying, we have been weeping. Those crying and weeping stop today in the name of Jesus. Somebody wept in the Bible. That is David. Wept, and after a while, he chose to stop weeping and do something. We all know what happened. In 1 Samuel 34, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 4, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Verse 6, and David was greatly distressed. We have cried. Even that cry and weeping wanted to become sickness too in our body. Distress, for the people speak of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons, for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. In every situation we find ourselves, your husband might not be able to encourage you. Your wife might not be able to encourage you. But Sama, encourage yourself. I know it might be very difficult, but encourage yourself. Just look for something that will encourage you. Not even these days. That you know, if there is nothing to steer you up, by the time you open your WhatsApp, you start laughing from those things they send to you. And then from there, God will steer up something. You will be encouraged in the name of Jesus Christ. No one will take responsibility for the action you have to take. Whatever, like I've said, whatever responsibility, whatever action you have taken, just take responsibility for it. Ruth chapter 2, verse 3. So she set out and went. God's plan is manifold. I pray, I bind every spirit of procrastination in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of procrastination we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. There is always opportunity to start again. If a child falls now, he or she will try as much as possible to stand up. We shouldn't be stagnant. I pray the Lord will strengthen each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Even when you go, go with a positive mindset. When you stand up, when you want to start moving, go with a positive mindset. An initiative will bring solutions and promote you. Let's see what happened in Isaiah 65, 19. I will celebrate with Jerusalem and all of its people. There will be no more crying or sorrow in that city. Verse 20, no child will die in infancy. Everyone will live to a ripe old age. Anyone 100 years old will be considered young, and to die younger than that will be considered a curse. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Our people will live in the houses they built in the name of Jesus. They will enjoy grapes from their own vineyards in the name of Jesus Christ. No one will take away their homes and vineyards in the mighty name of Jesus. Our chosen people will live to be as old as trees, and they will enjoy what they have earned. Amen. Amen. So nothing just happened for a child of God. And when it happens, whatever happens, it will be for our good. It will be for our good. It will happen that you will find yourself in the right place. You will find yourself in the right place in the name of Jesus. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz. You see, God's plan for Ruth is unfolding. To Boaz, who was the clan of Elimelech. That's one of the God's plan for Naomi and Ruth. Boaz, family member to Ruth. When it happens, voices will be raised on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Those that have been looking at you say, can good things come out of Jerusalem? They will rejoice with you in the name of Jesus. When it happens, you will receive attention from people who can influence your destiny positively. Then Boaz said to Ruth, now, let's look at it, bit by bit. She went out to where? To glean from here in the house of, in the field of Boaz. Boaz, family member to Naomi and Elimelech. As she went there to glean, let's hear something. Boaz came. He looked at the beautiful damsel. Look at, you see women, eh? God have mercy. That man, now old man, no? Very old. Boaz is old enough to be the father of Ruth. I don't know how sharp his eyes was. You know, immediately he said, who is that lady? He called one of his managers. And they said, Oga, you don't know her. That's Ruth, the in-law of Naomi. He said, oh, okay. What happened? The man set eyes on her. God's plan unfolding. Quickly, I know that we know the history. So Boaz said, okay, as from today, he instructed the manager to start taking good care of Naomi, Ruth. And there and by, what are they going to do? Ruth got home, you know, informed Naomi. Naomi now said, don't worry. The plan of God is unfolding. He said, you know what? Tomorrow is a Yam Festival Day. This is what you should do. This is what you should do. There is power in counseling. When you see the right person to counsel you, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. This is where favor comes in. Ruth used and worked in the instrumentation of favor in this area. Brethren, favor works any day, anytime, anywhere, for anyone. She did not even talk to Boaz, nor ask to speak to Boaz, but from day one, see all the concessions unsolicited favor gave her. Ruth 2:8. Then Boaz said to Ruth, now listen, my daughter. Do not go to glean in another field or leave this one, but keep close to my young women. This is Boaz to Ruth. Favor. There were a lot of ladies there. Why her? Is it because she's a widow? You see God's plan. Those that were there too, it's not that they won't find favor. Because favor operates anywhere, any day, anytime. I not charge the young men not to touch you. And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink what the young men have drawn. Boaz is talking to Ruth. Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me since I am a foreigner? She's still asking questions. Why can't she just take it as bonus? But Boaz answered her, all that you have done for your mother-in-law, you see, all that she has done for her mother-in-law. Since the death of your husband has been fully told me, and how you left your father and your mother and your native land and came to a people that you did not know before. Favor. The Lord repay you for what you have done, and a full reward be given by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. You will walk to the right place in the name of Jesus. For you to be unstoppable, let unsolicited favor follow you for the rest of your life. The favor that makes complete strangers commit to help a man fulfill his destiny, you receive it now in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Favor has a name, and favor can be recognized. Ruth 2, chapter, verse 10. Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor? Like I said before, I pray the favor that will move forward, that will move you forward, you receive it today in Jesus' name. From now, nothing in your past or background will stop you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Favor does not know boundaries, my sister and my brother, or color or nationality. Does not know boundaries or color or nationality. Favor of God. I pray, irrespective of where you are from, you will be noticed as unstoppable in the name of Jesus. Every color and tag that has been added to your name that is stopping you, be broken today in Jesus' name. Favor considers your past sacrifices and bring your rewards now. Your past sacrifices. Ruth, what she has done to her mother-in-law. She did not even complain. Ruth too was a widow, but Naomi complained. But I'm sure that Ruth was looking at this old woman. If we leave her, what will come of her? She will go empty-handed. Nobody will follow her to her place. What will people say? She did not even know what God has in store for her over there. But my brother, my sister, the plans of God unfolded when Boaz paid all the dues and everything for Ruth. There was someone who wanted to antagonize their union. But God make a way where there seems to be no way. And at the end of the day, Boaz got married to Ruth. What? They have a child. And the name of the child was called Obed. And Obed was the father of Jesse. And Jesse was the father of David. Can good things come out of Jerusalem? Yes, good things can come out of black pots. From Moab, as a Moabites, she came all the way. There were a lot of damsels in Israel that can give birth to the lineage of Jesus Christ. But God works in a mysterious way. We thank God. So this is to show us that favor does not know color, doesn't know gender, it doesn't know anything. When God wants to favor you, you don't need to worry yourself. How it's going to come about, nobody knows. But eventually, the purpose and the will of God for your life will come to fruition in the name of Jesus. Brethren, let's be honest. Let's be standing and let's begin to thank God. Let's begin to praise God. The journey of faith. You have a journey. In this journey that you are, I want you to begin to thank the Lord. The Lord God Almighty, this journey that I am, Lord, you will see me through. You will see my family through. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God Almighty, root from another place, from another country, that nobody thought will be in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? God did it. God has something in stock for you that you don't know. But I want you to believe that our God is a God that does not sleep nor slumber. He will open the book of remembrance concerning you, and he will make a way for you. So I want you to begin to ask God, say, Lord, I thank you for today. I've heard, oh Lord, this message. Lord, this message will not stand against me. Lord, root, receive favor. Lord God Almighty Father, wherever I go, wherever my seed go, Lord, let them receive favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from now, with your favor, we banish hunger from our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, from now, with your favor, we banish scarcity from our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, from now, by the power of favor, we will not be a slave to want. We will not be a slave to hunger. We will not be a slave to pain. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. Begin to appreciate God this afternoon. Father, we receive permission. We receive openness to move forward. Our doors are opened in the name of Jesus. The doors that open and remove reproaches, open them for us now in the name of Jesus Christ. That which we need, that which is ours, that of our family, they will leave it for us in the name of Jesus. They will leave it for you in the name of Jesus. Every voice that is contending with that which is yours, today the Lord will shut their mouth in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord shut them up in Jesus' name. Favor gives you testimony. When you are favored, the testimony of God over your life will be obvious. Lord, we pray this afternoon, just by looking at us, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, your mercy will speak in the name of Jesus. You will make a way where there seems to be no way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O Lord. This afternoon, Lord God Almighty, take your place, O Lord. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for good mentorship. Lord God Almighty, those that will mentor us, Lord God Almighty, Lord, let us meet, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, root, Lord God Almighty, met Boaz. It's not by mistake, irrespective of where they are coming from. But at the end of the day, there was light in the tunnel for them. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Irrespective of where you are, I want you to see light. I want you to begin to see light. The favor of God will not elude you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every relationship in your life that is useless and is stopping you from fulfilling God's purpose, God's dream for your life, Father, will destroy it in the name of Jesus. Every lifestyle and habit that we have learned and acquired by virtue of where we were born that has become a liability, open our eyes and set us free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, a good mentor is someone who has something you do not have, and it does not have to be money. Oh Lord, we pray, anyone and any mentorship that will move me forward, that will move you forward, that will move your children forward and make you unstoppable, Lord, lead them to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you. We give you glory. We give you all the adoration. Father, we thank you for your word. We bless your holy name. Lord, this is your children, oh Lord. Father, you will make them the root of their generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will find favor wherever they turn to. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, whatever they decree to go, we go. That which they decree to come, will come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless you for your word, O Lord. Lord God Almighty Father, your plans, O Lord, and purpose for this one shall manifest in the name of Jesus. Nothing will truncate their destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, Almighty God. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comments on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208 688 466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.